Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been rewatching The Office episodes. This is a good memory here. And you talk about a toxic work environment. That was one. I came from a newsroom for many years. I was at Style Weekly. And one nice thing about being in journalism is a lot of journalists avoid talking politics with each other, at least on the here's what I think level. So you don't get into it too much, get into too many arguments. But a lot of workplaces, politics are creeping in. And Jim Ryan, he's here, an ABC News correspondent, to tell us about the results of a new survey on toxic workplaces. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Jason. Yeah, this was put together by the Society for Human Resource Management. They take a look at workplace environments every year. And one thing they looked at here was toxicity, a toxic workplace environment. And in fact, about one in five Americans have quit a job in the past 5 years because of toxicity in the workplace, simply not being able to get along with other workers or with their supervisor. And that cost $223 billion in turnover over the last 5 years. They took a closer look into that. What's making the workplace toxic? Well, you've got the legal issues, for example, of sexual harassment or hostile work environment. But then the sort of unspoken stuff, that is just conflicts in personalities. And now politics. 42% of American employees have personally experienced what they call political disagreements in the workplace. So it's something that not only is creeping in, Jason, it's something that's pretty well entrenched in a lot of American offices.
Now, Jim, it's interesting that we are defining political disagreement as toxicity. What's the difference in having an interesting water cooler conversation about, you know, the day after the election and maybe people sharing who they supported with the when does it reach that toxic level that people just want to leave the job altogether?
Well, that's when it's toxic. If it is just a casual conversation around the break room, that's one thing. And that's something that this society of HR managers kind of encourages. They want to see a constructive conversation about a peaceful, civil conversation. But once it does turn uncivil and people start feeling uncomfortable, productivity is reduced because people can't get along. They don't communicate with each other. That's when it turns toxic, Jason.
And when, one of the things that's one of the things I avoid now that I work for myself with my public relations firm is it's just me. But I do get into I drop into other offices and I see these conversations happen. And you do get a sense of politics that go on, not just the political news of the day, but office politics. What are the other top sources of friction that people find toxic?
Well, work styles and personality disagreements or personality conflicts, the kinds of things that have always been present in the workplace. It's not simply politics, but it's also how you do your job, how well you do the job. Age comes into it. And, that can fall off into age discrimination, back into the legal topics. But, yeah, there are constantly things. But increasingly, politics seems to be, in the last 4 or 5 years, the thing that people want to talk about, want to disagree about, and that they spend perhaps too much time at work discussing, Jason.
Well, let's end on a positive note, because a lot of people want to leave their job maybe as a last resort. What are some ways you can work through this kind of environment? How do you deal with it? And how do you just stay a productive worker and get along with everybody?
Yeah, in the same way HR managers have dealt with, as more women came into the workplace 50 years ago or so, as more African-Americans, Hispanics, minority workers came into the workplace, those discussions were being had because this was happening regardless whether people wanted it to or not. This was the new work environment. And now the suggestion of this HR, society is that this kind of political diversity be added into the mix, Jason.
And it sounds like it's a good idea also for employers to pay attention to this, because that statistic you mentioned about lost money from their employees not being happy where they are. Do they give any advice on that, or is it just, you know, employers need to be aware of this?
They do need to be aware of it. They need to coach their workers. They need to make sure that managers on staff are aware the conversations are happening. Make sure that it's a positive kind of thing.
All right. Well, Jim Ryan, thanks so much. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan on this new survey out about toxic workplaces. We appreciate it.